Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hanlon, the host of the program we call What's on Your Mind for this preview hour from 8 to 9. Todd Benson will join me from 9 to 11. We'll be joined by K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC. In addition to the stations you're listening to at this moment, if you're in eastern North Dakota or western Minnesota, that's probably AM 1100 The Flag, based in Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Sabin, you know, this neck of the woods. Or it's KTGO, which is 1090 Radio, both the stations home to the Rush Limbaugh program and this program we call What's on Your Mind and the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5. And we appreciate you very much on this Monday, 14th day of April, tax day tomorrow. Are you ready for that? Won't that be fun? Yes, indeed. Let's take a little look at the news headlines. The first thing I have to talk about is hockey over the weekend. You know, we had a little fun last week with the whole Sioux-Gopher rivalry in the Thursday night game. The Gophers end up winning that in a heartbreaker, scoring with a 0.6 seconds. They go into the championship game on Saturday night to play Union, okay? And Union wins, first ever national championship, and they beat the Gophers. And pretty much handled them the entire night, had the lead, and got a little close towards the end, and then Union scores key goals, so they win it. The Gopher fans rioted on Thursday night after they won down in Dinkytown, and they rioted after they lost on Saturday night as well. I don't get that. Plus, I don't know if I'm oversensitive to this, and I will even admit to participating in some of it or stirring that pot, so to speak. A lot of online nastiness between Sioux fans and Gopher fans. Now, as a Sioux fan, I would say the Gopher fans are just snarky. I don't know why they, you know, they have an attitude about them, and so you know, they seem to double down on that after the loss on Thursday night. And so when they lost, it's hard not to sort of say, there, you got what you deserved. You know, it's not exactly the you know, the best attitude. But number one, it's a game. It's hockey. It's not life or death. And number two, it's I don't know, just sort of not very neighborly. What do we make of this? What the heck is going on there between the and again, I'm not trying to do this as some lily white holier than thou, because I admit I don't have. In fact, here's a post that received 117 comments on my Facebook page over the weekend after the game Saturday night. Does anybody here feel bad for the Gopher hockey team after their loss to Union tonight? Question mark. Me either. Sorry. Now, I was just being honest. All right? And it's hard to feel sorry for a bunch of fans that rubbed it in your face two nights ago. So that's why I said what I said. Now, after the game Thursday night, I said, you know, congrats, Gophers. And then there was a little bit of nice. But there's just been a lot of nasty in that rivalry. I don't know what to make of that. I'm not going to try and psychoanalyze it. I'm going to throw it out there for a question from our audience and talk a little bit. You know, another thing that's very odd to me is this whole riot deal. I mean, UND wins titles. NDSU wins titles. Nobody riots. What is the story there? And, you know, some would say, well, it's college kids and it's too much alcohol. What do you expect? Well, college kids and too much alcohol are at other schools that win or lose national championships, and I don't see them creating an incident of this nature and having to be arrested. I don't know, a little odd. Anyway, that's sort of the side topic of the morning, and welcome your input on it. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. For folks that could care less about that rivalry or the nastiness or trying to determine what the heck's happening on it, let's talk about some other things, okay? Story that has been warranting a lot of attention from our listeners has been what's happening at that Nevada ranch. The BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, over the weekend put out a statement and basically called things off. The sheriff went down there from Las Vegas and announced the BLM was shutting down their operation. And, of course, now what happened to the confiscated cattle? Where are they? Some supporters are trying to find them. Smart move by the BLM, in my view, here. This thing was escalating to the point you just wondered when the first shot was going to be fired, and it looked ugly. You know, I would imagine, I don't know, but I would imagine this came from the top. It, you know, this had to be the administration going, you know what, stop this. Stop this over this enforcement thing, and let's just make this go away. And so somebody, and whoever made that decision, good move. Smart move. First of all, I'd love to have a serious conversation about states' rights, because that's what that whole issue is about. This farm, this ranch, rather, this family, had a piece of paper and an agreement allowing the grazing of their cattle that predated the BLM. And this is generations. And so that's really what this was about. This was not about this rancher wanting to stiff anybody on grazing payments or anything like that. It's about who was entitled to it, who ran the show. But I think smart move by the BLM to back off the ledge. And I hope, again, we can now move to a serious conversation about states' rights and how far we've drifted from what to the founding fathers envisioned. I asked a little bit about that also on Facebook over the weekend. Just say, is it smart that we pulled back here? Can we start a states' rights conversation now? Here's some of your comments. John said, pull back to wait for DHS to come clean up their mess. This is probably far from over. DHS being Department of Homeland Security. Well, that wouldn't be much better. Ron says, if the old dude with the cattle on federal land doesn't want to pay his bills to the federal government, that's certainly not the federal government's concern. John says, it's the plot line from Young Guns. No Billy the Kid, though. Or maybe I'm thinking Blazing Saddles. Bruce says, this has been brewing for a long time, years, and it has to be dealt with once and for all. Sherry says, states' rights. The state of Nevada tried suing the federal government in 1978 over public land in Nevada, contrary to their own constitution, which explicitly relinquishes all claims to federal land in the state. In 1993, one county in Nevada actually tried to take over federal land with bulldozers, only to get hauled into federal court. This is land that has been continuously owned by the federal government since 1848. My mother's ancestors immigrated from England in the early 1700s and had 40,000 acres granted by the King of England. They supported England during the Revolution, and the land was taken away from them by the federal government. Time for me to go claim that parcel in what is now West Virginia, an unincorporated town named for my mother's family. The coal probably belongs to me, too. Anyway, it's not over, says Sherry. All right, and I don't know that, you know, we're going to actually have some folks from the Blaze on today to talk a little bit about some of the facts of this, because everybody seems to have a different story. I mean, the story I've heard is that the agreement to graze on that property predates the BLM, predates the federal government. So obviously it would go back to when Nevada was either a territory, you know, probably a territory. But anyway, what else we got for you on the show today? So, yeah, Blaze reporter Beckett Adams, who's been covering the Bundy Ranch standoff, will join us from out there in Nevada. Interesting lineup next hour. We have the Watford City Mayor, Brent Sanford, going to join us, and also Rob Porter of the Same Thing blog. Rob had written a piece criticizing Mayor Sanford, saying, how do you call he called it a water park, but it's actually a community center. It's an event center, community center, got all kind of indoor track and indoor pool. It's not a quote-unquote water park. But anyway, Rob called it that and said, Mayor Sanford rather said this was critical infrastructure to community. The reason I wanted to have both these gentlemen on is because Rob obviously covers this a lot, and you know, the mayor, I think, is making some good points, and I'd love to steer this conversation to a place that isn't petty over one particular project, but rather in the grand discussion of what consists of community. What do you need to have community? And I think you need some amenities for families, and this certainly would be one, and ultimately the voters who want for city are going to decide on this. So I think that's an okay thing. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Some other crazy things. EPA is banning the material used to put in the Zamboni to make ice. And so there was a story about that over the weekend. I love all these things. And that one's been in the works a long time, but is going to create some pain point for hockey arenas. And you wonder, seriously, how long has that been around? What's the problem here? And do hockey rinks deserve some of the blame for global warming, according to the EPA? Because this is all about greenhouse gases. This is just, you can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't. Fargo Forum story today. It's taking a look at the criticisms of the Fargo Flood Diversion Project. We'll get into that a little bit. What else do we have? All the Golden Girls coming up here shortly, of course. We'll turn them loose on, well, I want to ask about the EPA and whether or not hockey arenas. Love to hear Ellen's take on that. We'll obviously talk about the ranch standoff and a few other things as well. By the way, if you want to win, everybody loves to win, don't they? If you want to win, we have a chance for you to be a lucky winner at the bottom of the hour. It's Monday, and there's a great deal today at Speakeasy, and we're going to give away some gift certificates to Speakeasy, play a little Prohibition trivia, so stay tuned for that, too. All coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's On Your Mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. Seize the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In the rearview mirror, it's a brand new week. Hopefully you have a smile on your face that will be enhanced a little now that the Golden Girls are here. Ellen Ratner from the left bank, Keita Cullen from the right to tackle some stories in the news today. Did you ladies have a fine weekend?
Excellent.
I did.
Did you? Yeah. Excellent weekend. Good. Ours was pretty good too, busy, but you know how it started this morning? I descended down the stairs. You know, we have five dogs in our house, right? And two of them are kenneled out in the garage because they tend to be a little loud. And two are kenneled in the house. And we had a jailbreak. And Bushy,
no.
Ellen knows Bushy, who's kind of the elder
statesman. Yes, I do know Bushy.
Of the family. He's a Scottish Terrier. He's getting up there in years, but he obsesses over getting into the garbage now. That's his thing. So he can't be, you know, he has to be constantly supervised. Well, anyway... Bushy and Beasley both had a jail break. I don't know. They must have been in this together. One got out and then let the other one out or something. So I come down and there is a sea of garbage all throughout the around the kitchen and the main floor and, you know, the whole thing. That was my.
You know what I'm blaming it on? You know what I'm blaming it on? I'm blaming it on the red moon. On the blood moon. I'm blaming it on the blood moon. I'm blaming everything from now on the blood moon because being here in San Antonio, you know, Pastor John Hagee is saying crazy things are going to happen this year because of the blood moon.
By the way, I'd never heard of the blood moon. There was a photo of it in the on Drudge Report last night saying blood moon. I went, what the heck's a blood moon? What is there some, is this like a once every so many years deal or what's the scoop with the blood moon?
It's like every 500 years that, you know, it's a, apparently there's like four complete lunar eclipses appearing in the sky starting on April 15th and Hagee says this is God trying to communicate with humans through these celestial signs. So the moon has a tendency because of the way the pattern is, it makes it look like it's a blood moon. It's supposed to be very biblical.
Very interesting.
I think the blood moon stuff, I mean, the right wing is going nuts with it. There's all kinds of books at Fox News Channel on it. Give me a break.
You don't think there's some left winger that's nervous about a blood moon? Give me a break, Ellen. You think that the only people that get down on their knees are people that are from the right?
I think that a lot of people are saying this is the second coming. I mean, we're hearing a lot of craziness on this.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen anybody's face on the tortilla that's going to make me feel very inspired, but I will tell you that it's kind of weird. So I'm blaming your dog jailbreak out on the blood moon.
Well, I think that's much, I'm with you on that. Irv in Moorhead wants to weigh in on what's going on in Nevada. Irv, you're up on what's on your mind. Are you there, Irv? I can't hear Irv, Shane. Are you there, Irv?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now I can hear you, Irv. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, this thing out in Nevada, you know, with the rancher and stuff, I think a lot of people are forgetting the government's already started to destroy farms and ranches when you look at the Central Valley of California by diverting water, refusing to allow water to be used for irrigation because of a smelt. This stuff in Nevada is nothing new, and they're not done in Nevada yet. This is just round one.
Well, I guess what's different in Nevada is they went so far as to start confiscating cattle, and they had 200 armed soldiers surrounding these places. They had, a pen for people.
Well, but, you know, Scotty, let's face it. What happened in Nevada, and I heard this from conservative lawyers, that the guy didn't pay his taxes. It's period.
No,
now, he may not like paying his taxes to the feds, but that's the law.
No, it wasn't that he didn't pay his taxes. I think he was not paying grazing fees to the federal government because he didn't believe the federal government had the rights to
him. That's a tax on cattle. Exactly.
Yeah, but you don't, Ellen, you don't have the Bureau of Land Management come up against people and threaten to shoot them as if they're in Tiananmen Square. This is ridiculous.
Well,
I'm not so far from Waco. They had that scene with.
Oh, please, this is nothing like Waco.
It could have turned easily into a Waco scenario where it's the government against the people. At some point here, the government has to back off and realize that people have rights and you don't threaten to shoot American citizens, we're crying out loud.
Let's go to Earth's point.
Nor should you send drones to kill them in foreign countries.
Let's go to Irv's point, though, on California over smell. I mean, there are generations of farmers, out there that have survived on land that now is off limits to farming, that they have shut them down. They've shut down the water. They can't irrigate because of smell. Irv's exactly right. And, by the way, the whole situation in Nevada, the reason the BLM did what they did is because they were sued by some extremist environmental group over turtles not having enough food. Because some turtle was named, an endangered species. So, to Irv's point, Ellen, is it not nuts that people are losing their livelihood over turtle food and or smelt in California, to use Irv's example?
I don't know the total facts on the California situation, so I'm going to reserve judgment till I hear all sides.
Well, and you know what, Ellen, I got to tell you. From a lot of my very liberal friends who are on the air out in California, they're beside themselves because here you have the population who is suffering because of some, environmentally protected smelt. It's ridiculous. And the fact of the matter, at some point when the government goes so crazy the people are going to have a reaction like they did in Nevada. And I guarantee you it'll probably happen in California, too.
Yeah.
I know they are.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody is in blatant violation of law, I'm not saying we should have 200 law enforcement people. That's ridiculous. But you don't think that they should be held accountable? The rest of us, today's income tax day. We have to pay our taxes.
Well, by the way, the guy's tried to pay. The guy's tried to pay the state government. Just so you know, he's tried to make the payment to the state or the county. I forget
which. But it's to the feds that it's to do for, and he's found absolutely in federal court.
Ingrid Putin. And threaten to kill citizens. That's nuts. We don't have the Bureau of Land Management point guns at the people of this country who do pay taxes and have the First Amendment right to protest, and so we're going to shoot you.
I'm with BQ. I think the reaction here is, and that's why the BLM, to their credit, said we're out of here. They're backing off. They need to, because this looked terrible. Ellen, what you might not realize is that this family has had grazing rights to that property that predates the BLM. This goes back to Nevada's territory.
Then we pass laws.
What I'm saying is this is a debate over who has jurisdiction. This is a states' rights deal. Herb, I'm sorry you didn't get much of a word in edgewise. Anything else you wanted to add to this?
Well, just one thing. I guess just one thing to add would be, if you look at about 99% of what Obama has done in his administration, like the BLM, like the EPA, like the IRS. Everything they have set their hand to has destroyed American citizens, is in the process of destroying American business and American enterprise. They are doing nothing to promote this nation. They are in the process of tearing it down. And I think the BLM situation in Nevada is just a recent example.
That's what worries me.
I would tell you that I think that the government, you have unelected bureaucrats making decisions without the benefit of Congress, without the benefit of the president, places like EPA and others, who are legislating people when they've never even had a business, setting out regulations to an agenda that even the Congress is not aware of. So I wouldn't even blame the president on that one. I know that Ellen will be shocked for me.
Well, we'll leave on that pleasant note. Thank you, ladies. The Blood Moon and the standoff in Arizona in our focus today. Herb, thanks for the call. Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum, the Golden Girls back tomorrow. Kevin and Cavalier when we come back. Plus trivia, your chance to win. Stay close.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My friends at Chase on the Lake wants you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code Scott, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April. Any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there on a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, Kevin and Cavalier, let's get him in here. Then I'm going to give you a couple of prohibition lessons, so we can give away some gift certificates from the Speakeasy Restaurant, and then Steve Hallstrom of Seasports Saturday and Dustin Moore will be in here to give us their opinions on why this Sue Gopher thing gets a little nasty. And also the riots. I think I said major riots, and Mr. Hallstrom is taking exception to major riots. It's there's like 50,000 students and only four kids arrested. So anyway, we'll get to all that. Oh, 19 on Saturday, 4 on Saturday, 4 on whatever. We'll get to it. Kevin and Cavalier, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I got a couple comments. This end of just got the last part of your deal with Ellen. Or whatever, the Roger and the other lady, and the gentleman that talked about California and all shutting off the water.
Yeah.
He forgot to mention the hypocrite, our President Obama, going out to talk about the drought and climate change and then going golfing on those irrigated golf courses.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Comment.
Yeah.
Well, another thing too, Elner said, or is it Elner is the right name? Anyway, she said, you know, I don't hear the left, you know, the Blood Moon and the left saying it's the second coming. I think the extreme left is trying to destroy the religion in the United States. So I don't think their beliefs aren't very strong.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Blanquita did.
Quick comments.
I thought Blanquita did a nice job coming back saying, you know, don't ridicule people as the crazies on the right because they go to their knees, you know, for crying out loud. Yeah, there is. It is. You know, look, people say things all the time. I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm a person of faith, but I don't have enough information to know what the red new moon means. I'm going to see it, watch it come, and whatever. But to suggest because somebody somewhere says it's the second coming, all of a sudden that's everybody that goes to church on Sunday is a kook. That's sort of how the left thinks. I'm with you, Kevin. Appreciate the call. All right, here's a couple of facts on speakeasies. And by the way, on Mondays, the Speakeasy Restaurant, a great restaurant in Moorhead, throws back to the 80s. They go back to the 80s and they give you select menu items that you get to purchase at 80s prices. So Monday's a great day to go to the Speakeasy, which is why on Monday we do Speakeasy Trivia. And I like to make this nice and fun for you, okay? So are the place where, you kind of added a secret knock to be able to get into them, right? Because of prohibition. Well, do you know that New York City had about 30,000 speakeasies? Remember that number, 30,000 speakeasies. And even the public leaders flaunted their disregard for the law, which included the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, who owned and operated an illegal still. Does that surprise anyone? Now, here's another fun little prohibition fact. So 30,000 of them in New York City, okay? Remember that. Remember that. And when you, as we're about to do with the USS North Dakota, or I think we've already done the christening, but, you know, ceremoniously break a bottle of champagne across the bow when a ship is launched, right? Well, during Prohibition, the ship Washington was launched. What do they do? There's Prohibition, after all. They used a bottle of water rather than a bottle of champagne. Remember, bottle of water rather than champagne. Two speakeasy facts I've spoon-fed you, ladies and gentlemen, so you have the opportunity to win
a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy restaurant. Everybody actually wins when they go to the Speakeasy today because they're throwing back to the 80s prices. So it's kind of a nice deal. If you would like to win one of two $25 Speakeasy gift certificates, you call 855-200-1776 and press 2. And we'll give you a chance to answer one of those two questions. You can take your pick. The ship dilemma to do the christening or the amount of speakeasies in New York City and be a lucky winner. 855-200-1776, extension 2. And Shane will line you up to answer our questions. Steve Hallstrom of Steve Sports Saturday is here. Dustin Moore is here. These two man the microphones on Saturday for Steve Sports Saturday. And I wanted to ask them the big question of the day on why it is that the Sioux and Gopher rivalry gets so snarky. I have a theory, but I want to hear what these guys have to say first. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
And Mr. Moore, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Did you guys watch a lot of this online after the, you know, Thursday night after the Sioux lose? It's sort of like Gopher fans piling on. And then Saturday night after after the Gophers lose to Union, then it's Sioux fans piling on. What's going on here?
Yeah, I'll jump in and start here. There's two things that you're talking about here. The one is the melee on the streets after the games, and then the second one is how the fans treat each other. And I'll just throw up my comments, and then Dustin, you can jump in. But on the first one with the melee, I grew up in Minneapolis or in that area, and now I call North Dakota home. I've got a soft spot in my heart for both places, so I think I have some perspective that might be helpful. The melee, some call it rioting, however you want to call it, definitely disappointing, no question about it. When you have anybody acting out, it's not a good thing. But here's what you have to remember. This is a school in a major metropolitan area where there are tons of young people who are not even University of Minnesota students hanging out. The school has 50,000 students on its own. A lot of them are from the Twin Cities metropolitan area. They're friends, high school buddies. Kids from other schools, they come over down to Dinkytown on the weekend. It's where you hang out if you live and you're a young person in Minneapolis. So there's a lot of people there that don't even have anything to do with the university. They're just there. You finally had a nice evening. Our winter has been so brutal. And you got a fan base that's passionate about hockey. So you had, as you correctly pointed out, 19 got arrested, most of them minor charges. From what I've been able to tell, there are four kids that are in some pretty significant trouble. But when you have 19 arrests, it's certainly noteworthy. Definitely not cool. But there were a lot of kids hanging out in the pack, and there's no crime in that. And then also remember, in these days with social media, you can draw a big crowd in a hurry.
Isn't that something? Come on down and break stuff, I guess. I don't know. Let me before Dustin, you get your take in here, I want to go get our lucky winners here who are waiting. Jan and Dilworth is first up here on the Speakeasy Trivia. It's Monday. 80s prices. Rolling back to the 80s of the Speakeasy today. Jan, how are you?
Good, great.
Well, good. Which question do you want to answer, about the christening, or would you like to answer the question about the amount of speakeasies in New York?
Doesn't matter.
All right. During Prohibition, how many speakeasies were there in New York City?
30,000.
Wow, Jan, you listen well. Fantastic. Hang on a moment, Jan. We have a $25 gift certificate for you, and get her address if you would, Shane. Vicki in Fargo. Vicki, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Hello, Vicki.
Hello.
All right, Vicki. So, how are you, Vicki?
Hi, I'm fine.
Okay, so when they ceremoniously, take the bottle and break it over the bow, when the ship Washington was launched during Prohibition, they couldn't use champagne because there was Prohibition. What'd they use?
Water.
My gosh, what an insightful audience. Very good, Vicki. Way to go. Hang on. We'll get your address and mail it off to you. John and Fargo, Chris and Moorhead, where the backups didn't cut it. Sorry about that. All right, Dee, your take. Back to the topic at hand, which I noticed, Steve, in YouTube fairly, we should be called Bison fans. That's okay. That's all right. I mean, not Bison fans. You are Bison fans, but you're Gopher fans.
Gopher hockey fans.
You're Gopher hockey fans, and I'm a Sioux hockey fan. All right, so we're both in this camp. Steve jumped right to the riot thing, which is mildly interesting. I'm kind of more interested in the snarkiness, but you tackle whatever you want to tackle.
Well, the snarkiness just goes back to just a history. When I came to North Dakota State, there was always a snarkiness between UND and North Dakota State, and as I've been here over the last 14 years, I've found that it's kind of on both sides when it comes to the snarkiness, whether it's friends or coworkers or the social media world. Both sides like to say, hey, our team was better here, or hey, remember we have 7 of these, and oh, we got 5 of these, and it's a back and forth thing that'll never go away, just because, you know, as you're entered or immersed into the, you know, college atmosphere, it's just something that that comes with the territory. Steve, I don't know, what do you think about the snarkiness?
Yeah, I mean, this is just, it depends on what side you're on. Certainly when you're on one side of the rivalry, a heated one, you're always going to feel like the other guy's being a jerk and your fan base is being a bunch of choir boys. You have to offer some perspective with numbers again here. You have hundreds of thousands of Gopher fans. That is a huge fan base in a big city, tons of alumni and fans. You'll have a few people that snipe, no doubt, but it's a fairly small percentage. And Gopher fans will tell you, we generally keep to ourselves, but when NDSU or UND play the Gophers, that is a chance for those schools to gain notoriety. And when those schools win a game or get the best of a rivalry for a while, those fans like to talk. And sometimes if you are a fan of the bigger school, you roll your eyes. But when that talk goes on and on and on, and then you beat them again, you're going to get some ha-ha told you so. It's just part of it. It just depends on what side you're on. You always think the other guy is wrong and your side is right.
Yeah, and there's a part of respect underlying in it as well, I think. I don't know about you, but watching the entire Union game, I was not even close to on the edge of my seat as I was Thursday. Even at the end of the game when they lost, I still had a feeling of relief just that they won the Thursday game, that I was happy for Union. It was a really good story, and I didn't feel like I needed to get any riot out of my system or get to the message boards. It was relatively a good feeling, and I guess that was because of the W we took away on Thursday.
Yeah, on my side of it, it didn't bother. I didn't see the win over UND as being particularly significant, or that Union was non-significant. To me, it was a national semifinal game. And I'm not saying that as a Gopher fan that I thought that the UND game was less important. Certainly it was a dramatic game, well played. UND, as we said on our show Saturday morning, played better than Minnesota that night, mm-hmm. probably deserved to win. I don't know. I guess maybe I just haven't got all that caught up in it. I'm not sure. But I didn't see a ton of extra significance in that semifinal game, but that was just me.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Hey, as we're talking about sports here, what did you think about Bubba Watson getting his second Masters? Did you watch much of that yesterday?
Yeah, certainly a guy you can pull for. Played phenomenally. He went out and won the tournament. So many times in a major championship, you have somebody playing well and then everybody falls aside and everybody kind of loses it, and the guy who wins it actually loses it less than the guy who won it. Or that loses it less than the guys who didn't win it. In this case, Bubba Watson just overpowered that course, and his driver was so solid on Sunday. He was definitely the class of the field on that day and through most of the weekend, too. Had a bad round on Saturday, but came back with a phenomenal round on Sunday and beat a very good young player in Jordan Spieth, who was playing with him. And I think the nerves of Augusta got to him a little bit. Wasn't playing quite as well. And Bubba Watson really was able to take over in that early part of the back nine and really put it away. So second time in 3 years, it's time to stop calling Bubba Watson more than a guy who's a good player once in a while or a one-hit wonder. This guy's definitely got some game.
It was exciting. Thank you very much, Steve. More of What's On Your Mind coming up.
228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Steve Hallstrom, Dee, for wrapping up that segment. I always have to jet out for a couple of minutes and do a little preview for Phil Parker and the crew at K-Flyer and what's coming up on What's on Your Mind. And that tends to worry me a little bit when I leave the keys and the microphone to two diehard Gopher hockey fans, which I did today. But I asked, and they answered, and now you got a little sense of that debate. So anyway. Congratulations to our Speakeasy winners. We do that every Monday. Got a lot going on today. A lot of things in the news. One thing I promised I'd get to that I haven't been to yet, and I'll do that just ahead of the weather, is a story by Pat Springer in today's Fargo Forum, headlined Criticism of Proposal in Spotlight. Here's a little bit of the story. A little more than 2,000 additional acres of land underwater as a result of the flood diversion to protect Fargo-Moorhead. That's the total area in Richland and Wilkin counties that would be submerged in the event of a 100-year flood because of the diversion beyond the area that already would be underwater regardless of the project. Figures from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which designed the project, show that, we're going to get precise now, 1,071 acres of land in Richland County would be underwater from the project in a 100-year flood, in addition to the 11,900 some that would flood anyway. In Wilkin, the impact would be an additional 995 acres to the 2,363 that would be inundated by a 100-year flood. Do you love stories that start with numbers, and your head's just start spinning into the back of your head here a little bit. Proponents of the $1.8 billion flood diversion proposal believe the intense criticism from upstream opponents in Richland and Wilkin counties is out of proportion to the impacts, which the project is striving to mitigate. Steps have included a planned ring dike to protect Oxbow, Hickson, and the Bakke subdivision, and possible ring dikes to protect other areas from the upstream staging area ponding. Fargo Mayor Dennis Wallacher said Fargo didn't oppose the diversion that protects Wahpeton Breckenridge from flooding, since that project was built after the 97 flood. Rivercrest traveled downstream to Fargo more rapidly, providing less time to prepare. Wahpeton changed our game, the mayor said, adding that the four-day time window has shrunk to 24 hours. Ken Pollock, a Cass County commissioner and member of the Fargo-Moorhead Flood Diversion Authority, said flooding here is exacerbated by the extensive farmland drainage in Richland County. Cass County receives all the drainage water from Richland County, all of which drains into the Cheyenne, Wild Weiser, Red Rivers. Although Richland County residents and officials promote massive water retention as an alternative to the diversion, the Richland County Water Resource District has yet to build a single water retention project. It'd be nice if they would build at least one, Pollock said. Don Moffitt, chair of the Richland County Water Resource District Board, acknowledged the county has yet to build any water retention project, and none is on the drawing board. We're looking at and identifying spots that have potential, but we don't have any in operation yet. It's a beginning process at this point. Bottom line here is this is sort of a pushback, sort of. It's a back to, you know, hey, Richland, we didn't oppose your project. Hey, Richland, we're not talking about that much land. Hey, Richland, you're adding to our problem by your drainage. So this is kind of a neighborly, you know, neighborly in the sense that we're talking about a few counties away, spat here. The gist of this criticism is, or the response to the criticism, rather, is that it's disproportionate. So what do you think? Do you agree with that? I would imagine some ears are burning down in Richland and Wilkin County. 855-200-1776, if you want to weigh in on that. We'll post a Facebook question on that as well today. But that was the story that I referred to earlier regarding the diversion criticism being in the news. Let me tell you about how we're looking weather-wise. Spring, but after that, 70-degree Wednesday last week and some very nice days, yesterday especially was nasty. 24 in Fargo right now, partly cloudy skies. Forecast is calling for throughout much of the valley. Sun and clouds mixed, few flurries or snow showers possible. White Easter is not fun. 34 degrees for a high. Some passing clouds tonight, a low around 20 with a northeast wind at 10 to 20. A bad joke, crying out loud. Tomorrow, 39. Wednesday, 37. Thursday, 44. Friday, 48 with some sunshine. Out in the oil patch, let's take a look at what we're looking at there. We're having a little trouble getting some of the temps. My usual source is not doing too well here. So I'll go to my backup source for you. How about that? There's a hazardous weather outlook, by the way, for portions of eastern North Dakota that we're keeping an eye on. South central North Dakota today and tonight because of, again, snow possibilities. I'm not making it up, folks. In the patch today, here's what you can expect. 35, mostly sunny, north wind around 11, about 21 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy around 41. Then Wednesday, 30. Thursday, 38. Friday, near 49. So, again, the patch warming up a little bit as well. But I'm sorry to report, folks, that when we looked to be turning a corner last week, we're kind of taking a step backward here weather-wise. And I didn't expect snow, for crying out loud, in the forecast, but there is some. There is some. Enough to have you go, are you kidding me? All right, that's a check of the weather scene. Our temps, as I mentioned, right now, 25 Fargo, 22 Grand Forks out in the patch. Tioga, 16. Minot, 21. Stanley, 14. Williston, 17 degrees. Sydney, Montana, 21. More on What's On Your Mind coming up.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.